2000. I don't need molten metal yet. I just need a good old-fashioned T-800 walking around. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Linux Weekly. Daily Wednesdays, where we sit back, relax, take that midweek break, talk about some of the fun things going on in the world of Linux and open source. I'm Vince Stone, joined every week by Joe Bryan. Everybody watching us live, we're just hanging out in the pre-show. If you're a patron, go back and listen to that. Watch it if you want. If not, we have an uncut channel, which our live stream is released a week later. If you want to go check that out, it's one of our suggested channels on our YouTube, which is just /Linux Gamecast. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. Joe, you're getting ready to go hang out with all of the family. You get to do the rounds, as some people do. Like, I got to go visit this person.
Yes. I got four families to visit. That's my family, but the extended family. So
I don't know. I like the idea of you just randomly visiting from families.
Yeah, that actually would be interesting.
It's that weirdo from down the street again.
I can enjoy all the food at their table. Yeah, so true. So we won't be doing LWW next week for a holiday vacation. But we will be back the following week to start off the New Year's. Woohoo! And happy holidays to all our viewers and patrons. And to celebrate, I'm wearing my rare LGC Hail Santa shirt. That's H-A-I-L Santa shirt. From quite a few years ago, Vin made that.
It's been a long time. Yeah, I just made one of those because I always wanted to do a Hail Santa thing because that is my response when... it's even outside of Christmas too. Like when somebody gets in my face about something, like, yeah, I'm like, Hail Santa. I just walk off.
Yeah.
Because I'm cool like that. I'm a 40-year-old edgelord, ladies and gentlemen. What have I been up to? Couple of things. Database migration for Trackmania. Because I ran into a situation last week where I have unattended upgrades set up on the Trackmania server. And I'm like, Just felt like I needed to do a manual apt update. Just see what's going on, make sure everything's working. And it's like, you know what? We can't find the public key for MySQL. And I'm running like SQL on this thing because of this Trackmania stuff from years and years ago and like the best compatibility. I'm like, you know what? We're just going to do it. And I was running version 5.7. And I'm like, what's going on here? And my first thought was like, oh boy, wait a minute. All right. Then I go to the search and I tip in MySQL 5.7 EOL end of life. That was in October of this year. So I don't want to do an in-place upgrade to SQL 8, which I don't want to bother messing with and all that. And I had to wait out. I ended up just super easy. Just exported the database, wiped out SQL, installed Maria. Or Maria, I always call
Maria,
it Mara.
DB. Yeah.
DB. Spooled that up, you know, read the docs, make sure it wasn't like wide open. I'm like, okay, I got this set up, popped it in, switched out some UTF stuff, and spooled it up. Worked fine. Relatively painless. So, I did that. Speaking of Trackmania, for the rest of the holiday season, the rest of this week and all of next week, our Trackmania server is open to the public.
Yay!
Come check it out. We did that last night. We had a bunch of people pop in and out and back in again. Let's go ahead and hop into it this week by talking about something I ran into last week. I was just like browsing around and I saw a little news story about Microsoft and AI. And I haven't bought into the AI hype. I'm more curious of like, where is this going to go? When are we going to get, you know, a T-800 is what I'm waiting for, right? I'm not looking for a T-1000. I don't need molten metal yet. I just need a good old-fashioned T-800 walking around. That's what I'm waiting
for.
There we go. Kind of keeping my eye on. And I'm always curious, you know, because AI's been the domain of Linux, as well it should be. And Microsoft said, hey, we have Windows AI Studio. Okay. Tell me about it. Microsoft, they released a new tool and they say, hey, it's going to help developers jumpstart local AI development and deployment. You guessed it, on Windows. Microsoft loves AI with a penguin attached to it.
Yes.
Right? And according to Microsoft, getting started with AI development locally on Windows is easier and faster than ever. It's a new AI experience. experience. And they're even working on Windows AI VS Code extensions, so you know they're super serial.
Yeah.
What caught me off guard with this is, how do we test this new super fantastic tool from Microsoft? Well, step one is install Linux. I'm not even kidding. Windows AI Studio requires WSL and Ubuntu 18.4 or greater. And I was curious, Jill, earlier this week. I'm like, why is this Mastodon post I made getting all this traction? I'm getting a bunch of like retweets or retweets or whatever, re-not tweets, whatever you want to call them. And that's because on this It's Foss post was linked to, you know, what I said on the Mastodon. Step one, install Linux. I'm like, oh, great. That's, you know, you run into that sometimes.
That was
you're like,
awesome.
You know, it's linked somewhere to something, but you can never track it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could run out and put some, I don't know, Linux on your Windows installs, Jill.
Yeah. WSL. So this requires Visual Studio Code to be installed. As it is a preview package, it is preview packaged as a VS Code extension. And it also only works on NVIDIA GPUs for now. I'm sure that will change in the future. But right now, it's just Team Green.
Up next.
Yeah.
FireWire. Ooh. I've talked about this multiple times. This is a video I've worked on, I don't know, for like a month, and I finally got it done. Why are we talking about FireWire audio interfaces? Oh, man, because you know what? Back in the day, kids, back in the day, if you had pro audio, no, we're not talking about your sound blasters. Here, let me pull this video up because that's how we launched this guy. You had something like this, right? Sound Blaster 16 and all that. And as I point out in the video, Jill, that's not a pro sound card because you know every single thing on that card you're looking at. And you're like, man, that's line in, line out. Got a game port and MIDI port. That's not professional because a pro sound card needs to have at least one thing on it that you don't know what it does. So I bring out some examples of professional broadcast PCI cards with things like that on the side of them. You're like, you got a headphone jack. You got a something that looks like a VGA port.
Yeah, a breakout dongle port.
And things like the RME 9632. Like, that's not for CDs either up top. And, you know, ADAT, light pipe, all the other fun things. But this was a good solution. That's how you added pro audio or, you know, really high-end audio to your system until these things started showing up. Apple, we can blame Apple for this. with the G4 Cube started rolling out, you had all these iMacs. They didn't have expansion slots. And all we had for USB back in the day was USB 1.1. And USB 1.1 wasn't that great. I mean, you could do maybe one, possibly two channels, max 48K. But fortunately, Apple had FireWire on all of the iMacs and the G4 Cubes, and more importantly, their laptops. So in 2001, Motu released this guy just out of nowhere. They dropped it out of orbit, the 828. And going from like, okay, well, we had two channels in, two channels out. This, whole different game. This is when you still box 24-bit, 18 simultaneous inputs and outputs. Just plug it into the FireWire, ready to go. Now, Linux is just known for running older hardware. Like, that's one of the claim to fame to Linux. Like, you can still run this stuff on Linux. And you would assume this is just going to work. But I wanted to know how it was going to work in 2023. And I kind of made it a point to say, I'm not going to make a vintage gaming PC with my old AMD. A brand new, reasonably new AM4 system, 5600G, not only does it work, can we use it? Is it usable? Is it still good? And I'm going to use one of these, which is just a PCI Express FireWire card. I have recommendations, the two I use that I know that work. Now, we can go into the drivers and all that. Long story, just slightly longer. It works a treat. It works a treat. It is genuinely plug and play because we talked about it on this show. Might have been last year, or at the very beginning of this year, the FireWire drivers for pretty much all FireWire audio interfaces have been added to the kernel. And one thing I did that pretty much everybody is just like, I'm going to stay hushed on, is this. I A-B tested this original device from 2001 against a Motu from 2019. This is legit. It's semi-scientific. They sound different. One doesn't sound better. And this is a point that I really, really try to drive home to people. By 2001, you think about that and you're like, that's old, right? That was a long time ago. You don't want to think about how long ago it was.
I feel you.
That was a long time ago. 2001, we figured out how to do analog digital conversion. Like, we were good at it. We weren't figuring it out. There wasn't any quantum leaps to be made by that point. So that does mean that if you have an older device from 2001, 2005, 2010, 2012, 2015, it's going to work just fine. And it's going to sound just as good.
Yay!
Christmas bash.
Oh boy. So since the holidays are upon us once again, I've actually decided to decorate my desktop for the festive season, as I do every year. And one of my favorite Linux scripts that is adorning my Linux terminal right now, as we speak, is a Christmas tree twinkling made in Bash. It is called the Christ Bash Tree Script, or the tree-en.sh for English and tree-es.sh for Spanish. And I'm just going to show it to you here. I'm going to share my desktop with the magic of WebRTC. It works well. And it works much better on Jitsi than it used to back in the day. So isn't it pretty, Ben?
It's terrifying, Jill.
Don't you like it? And this beautiful tree is available via curl as a wget command for Docker or as a git clone.
That's cool. That was our holiday festivity. Fedora Asahi Remix. We talked about this a couple times, especially when they switched over from Arch to Fedora. That was kind of a big deal, Jill.
Yeah, it was huge. So the most polished Linux distro for the Apple Silicon M1 and M2 Macs is finally here. Introducing Fedora Asahi Remix based on Fedora Linux 39, which is actually a really extremely zippy distro with excellent 64-bit ARM support. And actually here on LWW, we covered when the Fedora Asahi Remix beta was announced back in August. And we talked about that the new Asahi Linux flagship distribution would be the Fedora Asahi Remix. The teams have been working together for a while, as well as working with Arch Linux. And now the Fedora Asahi Remix has officially been released as a stable release. This is huge news. We have a stable release of a Linux distro for the M1 and M2 Macs. And KDE Plasma is actually the flagship desktop environment with complete Wayland support, audio support, and OpenGL 3.3 support. And GNOME 45 is also fully supported. And one of the best features of all is that the team has built a custom Calamari-based initial setup wizard for easy installation. And that's the number one thing here. Easy installation of Linux on the M1 and M2 Macs is now possible. And all you have to do is install Fedora Asahi Remix from macOS and run a simple curl script, and that's it.
And we're definitely at the point now where it's not just one little oddball like M series thing where everything's got the M chips in. We're talking MacBook Airs, MacBook Pro, Mac Mini, Mac Studio, iMacs, M1, mm-hmm. M2 are kind of omnipresent in that ecosystem. Yeah. Now I'm looking at the web zone here with the features. I'm going to assume the ones in not green, I'm hesitant to call that color red.
I know. It's like a pinkish color.
Those are our features that don't work, ? I'm not 100% sure on that. This is what I'm feeling from this and what I'm seeing here. What we're seeing, everything that works in green is display, keyboard, trackpad, headset jack, speakers, camera, the MagSafe, USB-C, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth. And in the not green section, we have USB-C displays, Thunderbolt, USB 4, microphones and Touch ID.
Touch ID, yeah.
I think it's safe to say we're not quite 100% point for point, but definitely enough to get you up and running.
Yeah, and right. Easy too, much easier.
Oh, and apparently MagSafe is only available on the M2s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pretty wild.
So this is pretty good. I'm looking forward to the 40 Fedora Asahi Remix 40 edition. That one, they said lots of things are going to be cleaned up and fixed.
It'll be interesting to see what they're with. 100% Wayland all the way down. Very excited about that. You know, Wayland's really good for SoCs. As I've discussed a couple of times, it's OpenGL is still a thing. It's still kicking around, so you don't have to worry about that. And apparently it's got really good audio because the line is not red and wiggly.
Yes. Yeah, they had to really think about the audio system because they had to rebuild it from ground up.
That's pretty cool. And I like that you can just install it with a curl command.
Yeah.
So just during the holiday seasons, you know, you're over at friend family's house. Don't accidentally run that. Make sure you do it only on your device, because only you are going to be able to undo it if such tragedies may occur. But then again, one of the neat things about developing on iOS or iDevices, used ones anyway, I mean, more power to you if you can afford these things new, is they're static, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Apple owns that entire chain. You know exactly what's going to be in every device that's released. There's very little guesswork for that. Yeah. So I think that's definitely helped. You know, you're not dealing with whatever laptop, Dell or HP or whoever's made in like the 35 different variants of each line that they have, or Lenovo.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Hopefully in a couple of years, I'll be able to get M1
on eBay.
I think by the time we get to the like M4s, the M1s will be too dusty and icky for the Apple faithful to have in their presence and or house. So maybe they'll end up in a consignment shop and I'll pick one up to play around with.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it too. I've been wanting to play with the M1 and M2s, and I think now's the time to go get one. It's they're getting cheaper, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably talk yourself into getting like a used M1, just like pretend that you were buying like a Raspberry Pi 4 at the peak of the pandemic.
Yeah, there we go.
Weigh it out like that. Before we get out of here, you can send in show notes if you're a patron at Death Note or above level. You get access to our show notes. You can watch them being made during the week, chime in, drop in story suggestions, or just leave them in our Discord under our show suggestions topic, like Arthurin did. Brought this to my attention. You know what Jellyfin is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because, you know, some of you like to keep your digital media stored at home. Well, Jellyfin, for those of you who are like, that sounds familiar. If you're not familiar with Jellyfin, you might know about a little program called Plex. And Jellyfin's kind of like Plex, but really better in every conceivable way. Because Plex is kind of like a relic of the past. It used to be like the super hot, cool thing, and it worked on Linux and it was all that. But it's not that great anymore. And I would not suggest in setting up a Plex server. If you got one right now, you do you. But speaking of relics of the past, Blockbuster. Blockbuster. Yeah. Why are we bringing this
up? VHS tapes.
This enterprising young gentleman decided to squeeze a Jellyfin server inside of a Blockbuster VHS cassette tape. Now, it's not pretty. The user Fluffy Mumbles, using a 02, hot glue, bad soldering, grinding, and no small amount of prayer. Completely a custom job. I got to show the inside of this thing. It fits.
Yeah, it fits. And what was fun is that the author said, oh, please excuse my soldering points. They're not that great. But it doesn't matter because you don't see it anyways when it's closed up.
He said what he wanted to do is have something that's self-contained, self-powered, that he can just bring over to a friend's house and plug into their TV and like, hey, this is kind of cool. This is the movie thing. We plug it in and start watching it. We got the Pi 02. We got a M.2 key SSD, I'm assuming, over USB and a little power bank over that. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a little, you know, a fun little
it
holiday
is.
Thing. All right. Well, I got two people to thank this week, Joe.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I got two different names. One I talked about on Saturday. If you're looking for the latest in Linux gaming news, mm-hmm. come check out Linux Gamecast. It's a comedy show that occasionally talks about video games.
Aw, you Pedro and Jordan have fun. And very informative as well.
Sometimes information breaks out. It happens. Now, years ago, I enabled a thing. I think it was just like a bulkling with YouTube called like Super Thanks or whatever it's called. I'm probably getting that wrong because YouTube's always A-B testing stuff, especially on me for no reason. I've never understood that. Like, I've seen features come and go and I've talked about them. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know why I have it. And it'll just go away. But it was a thing for if you found a video or whatever, fun, informative, educational, whatever, you could like hit the little heart button. Like, here's a tip, here's mm-hmm. a buck or whatever. I'm like, cool. Years and years passed. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I'm like, all right, whatever. I just cut it on. I was like, ah, finally, this will, whatever. I'm like, okay, here, I'll just cut it on. I completely forgot about it. And I get a little ping and I'm like, what's going on? And DCI like kicked me 200 yen. For,
yeah, that's so awesome.
I was troubleshooting FireWire audio interface. I'm like, hey, yeah. Give me some recommendations. I'm like, yeah, I just did that. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. That's part of like my get up in the morning, like check YouTube comments, like, okay, who can help out with this? And I mean, it's like $1.30 or whatever it was, which is great. It's not about the money. It was just like, oh man, that means a lot. That means a lot. And yeah. not to be outdone, because that was the first. DCI was the first with the Super Thanks, but the first thanks for a comment on top of that, the first one for a video, Linux Gamecast Weekly. What was last week's episode? 5 something?
Yeah.
591.
591. Wow. Yeah. Getting close to 600.
Right. Edgar dropped a thanks on the video. So thank Yay. You, Edgar. Thank you, DCI. Wow. Interesting. Like, that's pretty cool.
That's cool. Comes out of nowhere. And we got love from the community.
It's like a new thing that shows up. And I'm like, what does this mean? I have to look it up because I'm easily confused. But something mm-hmm. that's not very confusing. If you do like what we do, first off, if you do support us, kick us some coin every week. You're the real MVPs. But you already know that. You don't need anybody to tell you how cool you are. But I'm going to tell you how cool you are anyway. We have a support page over at LinuxGamecast.com with a bunch of options. Patreon, LibraPay, PayPal, Bitcoin. If you're down with that, we got Amazon wish list. If you want to send us something, you know, a little present, we got a little Amazon wish list with a couple of trinkets. I got one for the studio. It's not little and it's not full of trinkets. If you want to be some big baller, but I'll pay you back for that. Don't worry about it. I'll embarrass you every week with your names behind me and lights. We got a merch store. We got Amazon storefront. And of course, our humble affiliates. And,
Yay.
Yeah, Humble got me. Man, we got some new music because I was Humble was sending me too many emails.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Like, Humble, you're sending me too many emails, man. I got to unsubscribe or I got to go back and change this. And I went to go back and change that, which led me to find another game music bundle. And I'm like, dang it, Humble, you made me spend more money. All right, beautiful people. We're going to roll out for the rest of this. We'll see Yay. You next year. Until then,
yeah.
Let's cue some music.
Aww, happy credits. Holidays. Christmas tree. Aw, thank you to our advisors, Omegas and our Theron. And our executive producers, Barbrant, Scottum, Atomic, Mike G. And our Chicago people, Empty, Blasphemia, Nubbin, Super Dust Stout. And our sea monsters, Ronald, Rider X, Machina, Treadgills, Veritanuda. And our death notes, the text is starting to get smaller. And even smaller. We have so many lovely patrons to thank. Can't thank all of them in one show. But hopefully over the several years.
We've had 405 shows to do it, Joey. You'll get it.
I know.
All right, everybody. Have a great one.
Bye, y'all. Love you all.